This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. All right, so we're coming up on the holidays, and one thing that I really enjoy doing, which I don't do sometimes because I'm a punk and I get feeling bad and stuff like that, but is my weekly recap with the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns, Dan Zimmerman. So rather than and Thursday and Friday, you guys enjoy the holiday. We'll be here in replay only. But absolutely enjoy the holiday. So here joining me again is Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Do you have your turkey?
I'm not in charge of that. I do have the turkey. I did buy the turkey, but I'm not in charge of cooking the turkey. And I even have a plan B. I'm just so invested in that particular meal.
Are you not confident in somebody else's turkey cooking ability?
Well, my son wants to cook it, and it isn't that I'm not confident, but from time to time, that inexperience leads to forgetfulness.
Make sure you take that giblet bag out before.
Yeah. And I'm not quite as I have you ever seen that Christmas Story with Ralphie and Gonna Shoot Your Eye Out movie? That one?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Darren McGavin is like portrayed in that one as like a turkey connoisseur. Turkey's okay. I'm not a big turkey fan. I like the dark meat, and everybody's like, oh, but the white meat is the best. No, it isn't. Not for me.
No, I'm a dark meat person too.
Yeah, so having or not having turkey is not that big of an issue for me. Does that make me a non-traditionalist?
An iconoclast.
An iconoclast. There we go. I like that. I've never been described as an iconoclast before.
Oh, no, yeah.
So, normally, and I was telling Dan this today, normally I don't look at Truth About Guns when I'm doing show prep, because when he comes on, I want him to cover something that I haven't covered. But he was very kind the other day. He put one of my videos up from YouTube on there. So I was just watching it track and everything, and I saw one of the most ingenious setups where one of your female readers made her own holster system.
She sure did. Yeah, she's a local Austinite, someone I just met recently for the first time. And she, you know, she's somebody who carries every day and enjoys. She feels more comfortable carrying cross draw. So she bought a standard holster, a leather holster for her P238, I believe it is, thing.
What kind of now? Who makes it? Is that a SIG?
That's the SIG, yeah.
Okay.
A little sort of 380 mini 1911 style.
Gotcha.
Pistol they make. So it's a standard leather holster, and then she attached it to a shoulder strap, and then another cross strap that goes around her waist to sort of hold it in place, so that she can cross draw. And get to it that way, and then she covers it with a scarf and a jacket coat, and there it is.
It vanishes.
Yeah, and it works well for her. She's somebody who also rides motorcycles occasionally, and it works for her that way. So, yeah, it was kind of unique. Her name is Elaine D. She goes by Elaine D on the site. So
right.
I would encourage some of your listeners to check that out, see how she cobbled together her own sort of custom rig. It works very well for her.
Now think of the Galco Miami Classic, the Sonny Crockett shoulder holster.
Yep.
And this one, now the problem I have with shoulder holsters is the reach, you know, the reach all the way across because it's hanging directly 90 degrees at your side. Hers
right.
is actually laying sort of on top of her ribs to where she just can, you know, literally just sweep her hand along the contour of her body and hit it.
Exactly. And I think it angles downward a little bit. It's not, you know, the barrel isn't perpendicular or parallel to the ground.
Right.
But it's just kind of an ingenious thing. She got the strap, which
she's a motorcycle gal.
Yeah, well, a little motorcycle-y. You know, they're
yeah.
black leather with chrome fittings.
Yeah.
She got those for somebody on Etsy, and we provide links on the post if somebody's interested in getting those things. And they're it's quite an ingenious thing, and it works very well. Where she's just somebody who's very tall and slim, and it just disappears under her coat. I met her for the first time a couple weeks ago, and she was wearing that coat, and I had no idea she was carrying. So it just shows you there's something for everybody. If you truly want to conceal a firearm, you can do it.
Well, you know what I would like to find out? This is what I'd like to find out concerning her and that setup. Because I have a box full of holsters. Do you have a box full of holsters?
I've got a couple of drawers full of holsters.
Yeah, I've got
a bunch of them.
So how many holsters did she go through before she came up with this sort of home-rolled solution.
I'm sure it was a few of them because I know that as she had written earlier, she went through a number of guns before she found the one that she liked.
Right.
She started out with a Ruger SR9 and that didn't work for her. And an HK VP9, I believe she said, and that didn't work for her. So she's been through a number of guns before she finally found the guns that work for her hand strength, for the way she likes to carry, that kind of thing. And, I think most gun people probably end up doing that. We end up buying guns that we think are a good idea, and the more we learn, the more we train, the more we figure out how we like to carry and how we're going to use it, and we find out that gun or maybe a couple of them aren't really the best options. You end up getting another one. But there's nothing wrong with that. That's fun.
Yeah, I have noticed that, like, when I look at some of these tactical instructors who carry guns all the time, what they train with versus what they actually carry, because, like, I saw this round table on YouTube where supposedly everybody there was a special operations guy.
Operators.
Right, yeah, which that actually, folks, everybody in the Army is an operator to some degree. So anyway... My favorite kind of operator was the mess hall operator. I really like those guys.
Keep dishing it out, huh?
Keep dishing it out. But all of them carry Glock 43s.
Yeah, as do I. That's my carry gun of choice, too. But, yeah, you think, yeah, those big guys, oh, my gosh, they're going to carry a 17 or a 19 some larger full frame duty gun or something like that. That's interesting that they carry something as slim and concealable as a 43.
Yep. Yep. And I think that's why a lot of them carry, like, the only kind of gun I could carry appendix carry would be something of that size.
Yeah, I've never been able to make appendix carry work for me very well. Sitting isn't really terribly comfortable when you appendix carry. Standing up and walking around. But
I have a company that's going to send me something that supposedly any of us can carry, appendix carry. So if it does work out that way, I will share with you. But we're going to continue our chat. We're coming up on the first break, thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where you can find a bunch of aggregated data, articles, what people are carrying, what people have reviewed, video. They carry some of my video. Jeremy is also the in-house video guy. There's something for everybody there. Go check them out. Truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. Dan Zimmerman is my guest. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the Truth About Guns, where he is the editor-in-chief. Is he back with us?
I'm here.
Okay. I saw an article that's interesting from the late Pat Rogers, where he's basically saying just because you're shot, that doesn't mean you're out of the fight. How did that one go over? I didn't read it because I wanted to ask that question about that. What kind of, because I saw it got a lot of comments. So what was everybody thinking regarding that, or did you even look at the comments part of it?
You know, I really don't have time to look at all the comments, but it did get, I mean, a lot of people took him, agreed with him. I mean, you know, they were basically saying, yeah, that's right. You know, just because if you get shot, that doesn't mean you're dead. It doesn't mean you're down. You keep fighting until you can't fight anymore, which is, you know, it's good advice. As he said here, you know, while shooting is relatively easy to teach, fighting isn't. This is especially true for those who've never experienced an emergency, been in a fist fight, and whose exposure to a fight is theoretical. In other words, you know, you never know how you're going to react to get punched in the nose.
Right.
Just because you're shot doesn't mean you're dead. Just because you're dead doesn't mean you're dead right now. Keep fighting.
Yeah.
Trying to learn something by making a mistake is a poor way to go. You know, you're in the middle of a million bad habits without having someone qualified to teach correcting you. You're just wasting your time. In other words, just keep going. And most people said, yeah, that's true. You know, most of our readers haven't been in that situation, fortunately, but a number of them have. We have a lot of ex-Army type people, and we've got a fair number of police officers who read the blog as well. And, I thought it was pretty well received.
You want to know who I've always thought would make an excellent gunfighter as far as being able to ignore what's going on around them? In the middle of a gunfight and just keep on focused on the objective.
Who would that be?
A National Football League wide receiver.
Really? Just one, just a generic one or one in particular?
No, just, I mean, when you watch them, you'll see these guys, these very fast athletes. Most of them are sort of tall. They can jump and all this other stuff. But, I mean, The secondary on an NFL football team is a bunch of hard hitting, very small, hitting way above their body weight when they hit you.
Yep.
They will jump up to catch a ball in the middle of three of those guys and track the ball. If it's bobbling or something, they'll keep their eye on it. They'll be taking all kinds of punishment. They'll land on their head and hang on to the ball.
Hang on to the ball. Or if they're near the sideline, manage to get 2 feet in bounds when they're leaning, you know, over the out of bounds line. It is amazing. They do have an incredible level of concentration.
Odell Beckham will jump, knowing grab it one handed, know he's going to land on his head, and then just land on his head and pull it down to his chest and hang on.
I know. And most of the rest of us would just drop that ball faster than you could believe. But they do manage to hold on to him somehow.
But that's the kind of focus you have to have in a gunfight, because you have to keep your eye on the objective, which the objective should be deanimating the person that you're in the gunfight with.
Yes, exactly. Dissuading him and stopping the threat, as they say.
How long has it been since the master passed away? Is it 2 years now?
I think that's about right.
He died. Now, he was a relatively young fellow, wasn't he?
Yeah, I want to say he was maybe early 60s. Something like that. He wasn't.
Yeah, see, for me, that's a relatively young fella nowadays.
me too.
You know, 30, 40 years ago, I'd be like, wow, he's old. But no, that's a relatively young fella. As a matter of fact, I look at anybody that passes away prior to being 87, 88 as being a young fella.
Yeah, he went too soon.
Yeah, he did go too soon. But I mean, now Pat Rogers was one of the more respected tactical instructors out there. A lot of people owe their allegiance or their being brought into it or something to him. And when he gets out there and makes that kind of a statement or the things that he has written in the past, there's just an undeniable timeless value to some of the viewpoints he had. Do you think we'll ever see the like of him again? Do you think we'll ever see a tactical instructor of that kind of school? That's kind of school of thought?
You know, I don't know. I'm sure there's some very good tactical instructors out there. They just may not have the cachet or be as well known as he was at the time. You know, there's some very sharp, very experienced people. I've taken some very good training courses myself with very good people. So, you know, I didn't know Rogers, of course, myself. Never spoke to the man, just read a few things he's written. But there's a lot of good people out there. So I'm sure if you look around, you can find some very good training out there.
But for those of you that are looking around, the tactical, like the Larry Vickers type, the Pat Rogers type,
yep.
These guys that have been around and been places and done things, they may not look, I mean, you know, nowadays tactical instructors are like bodybuilder / gymnast hybrids, which is great to be in that kind of shape. But the problem with being in that kind of shape, folks, unfortunately, is that in the gun world, when you're an active, moving, shooting thing, operator, whatever you want to call it, you're going to get hurt. That's just a part of life. And when you get hurt, then things are going to begin to fall by the wayside. So that moment where they're like built like that is a Polaroid, and it's the normal people that you know, with people like Vickers or something. I've asked Larry Vickers a question before, and he's told me some names you know, and he's like, well, those people would gut their mothers to have my resume. So I mean, there's a lot of value to having that kind of an operator, like a Pat Rogers or Larry Vickers or Steve Fisher, who's a mature fellow that's been around and done a bunch of stuff that I know well. But, yeah, I miss the fact that I never got to meet him. I always wanted to. So, but I found that very entertaining. We're coming up on the next break. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. They are a stable of writers that... There's about, I don't know how many there are, but they're responsible for between 10 and 15 new pieces of content every day of all different types of content. Reviews, video reviews, this is what I carry, pocket dumps, all this other stuff. Check them out, thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News.
President Trump submitted written answers to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's questions in the ongoing Russia investigation. Before leaving the White House, the president also took some time to address a story that Ivanka Trump used a personal email to send messages to White House aides and other cabinet officials. Before leaving the White House, the president also addresses a Washington Post story that says Ivanka Trump used a personal email to send messages to White House staffers and cabinet officials. The president says this is nowhere near like what happened with Hillary Clinton.
There was no deleting like Hillary Clinton did. There was no service in the basement like Hillary Clinton had. You're talking about all fake news.
The FDA is telling folks not to eat romaine lettuce as a result of a multi-state E. coli outbreak. That's any romaine lettuce. Throw it out, they're saying. And also, the Dow lost 550 points today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment. An early termination fee at eAuto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. Now, Friday when he was here, he was talking about what Representative Eric Swellhead, his old nuke statement that he came out with. Have you been following all of the blowback the good Swellhead has been getting?
Yes, Eric Mushroom Cloud Swalwell. Really put his foot in it last Friday with a tweet. Basically bragging that gun owners, he was dreaming about an eventual assault weapons ban. And yep. Someone said, basically come and take it. And he said that kind of thing would start a war. And this guy said, oh, well, good luck with that. The federal government has nukes, and it's going to be a very short war. And that, of course, created its own little nuclear firestorm.
Yep.
He did some backing and filling, and he said, oh my gosh, it was just sarcasm. And he even pointed to a Snopes article of all people, that said, that cleared him, quote unquote, saying, yeah, he was really just kidding. But, basically the implication behind that was, you know, Americans don't need assault rifles. We're going to take your assault rifles, but you don't need them because we're not tyrannical. And if you don't believe us, we're going to blow you all to hell. That was really the unspoken message behind we've got nukes and it'd be a short war. So basically, you know, he's willing to nuke parts of the country to enforce gun control. What a happy warrior. So he caught all kinds of grief for that, this week and continues to. And so, he made his bed, let him lie in it.
Well, I mean, he ignores a whole bunch of historical precedent, doesn't he?
He does. I mean, he seems to think that an armed populace can't go up against a bigger, better equipped military. First of all, he seems that everybody in the military would comply with orders to basically fight against its own, you know, a country's own people. That's certainly a dubious assumption. But then I think, like we said last week, you know, look at Afghanistan. Look what a few people with guns they make in caves, AKs, can do against a much bigger, much more powerful force. Look what they did with the Russians.
Well, it's not even that. I mean, they cannibalize infields to keep RPGs running. They're quite ingenious when it comes to keeping a gun running. In what would, you know, you and I would sit back and look at an AR-15 and say, well, we need to test it in the harshest conditions to see if it will stand up under any possible scenario. They do it. They live it. And, I mean, this is not a big educated enemy. They haven't, you know, they experienced, very tough, very resolute. But, I mean, you know, we fought in Korea. And we didn't nuke them in Korea.
We
fought in Vietnam, and we didn't nuke them in Vietnam.
Right. And just the fact that he would consider that. I mean, I know he probably was, to a certain extent, joking. But it betrays an underlying sentiment that Americans need to be disarmed. And we're going to do that by any means necessary.
Yeah,
And that's just it's disgusting and it's scary, and you're right. It betrays kind of a naivete about what that would entail and how that would go in the long run, because it wouldn't be pretty.
No, it wouldn't. And the bigger thing that he's not considering is when you look at places like Afghanistan's the size of Texas. Which I don't think the rest of the United States could come in and take control of Texas.
No, I'm pretty sure they couldn't. Yeah, I think that's right.
We do very well when we're fighting conventional forces, but guerrilla warfare is a different thing altogether. In California, when Christopher Dorner went crazy, the LA cop, when he went crazy, one guy had the entire LAPD shooting at anything that moved.
Yeah. That one guy had them all flummoxed for, what, that took a week or two?
Yeah.
I mean, that was crazy. He had them shooting at innocent women in pickup trucks that kind of looked like what they thought he was driving. I mean, that was insane.
The time they shot those women, that was 241 rounds. They killed three cars, shot an apartment building, hit one woman once. Killed their truck, though. Killed their pickup truck. They were delivering papers, those evil women.
Yeah, killed the heck out of their truck. Look at Leboy Malvo. What a couple of guys with a rifle could in and around D.C.
D.C. sniper, yeah.
Yeah, and two guys with a rifle who hit him. I think, was it they hit in the back of a pickup truck or in the back of a station wagon? And
in the back, people? They were in the back of a Chevrolet Caprice.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Four-door sedan. The trunk and shot out of that.
Yep.
It doesn't take a lot to really paralyze people and terrorize them.
Yeah. So the gorilla is and that's the GUE gorilla. That's the gorilla fighter is the one. And then there's the small matter of like in Wisconsin. I think the hunters of Wisconsin are what, the sixth or seventh largest land army on the planet, and how many veterans are out there, how many gun owners are out there, how many guns are out there, how much ammo is out here.
Yeah, and that's Wisconsin. Well, how many are in Texas? How many are in California? I mean, there's a huge number in California.
Yeah, 6.1.
And they have horrendous laws, but they have a huge number of gun owners there and an awful lot of firearms in civilian hands.
Those bullets are the same no matter where you go, though, right? Except New Jersey.
Yes, except New Jersey. No hollow points in New Jersey.
No hollow points in New Jersey. So, but the point of that statement that he made is that he thinks it's okay to kill gun owners if you outlaw something ex post facto that is a constitutional right. He thinks that would be okay. I don't care if he wants to say it with sarcasm, that's fine, but I've seen little smarmy punk. I've seen him talking to Tucker Carlson and everything else, and I am a man of peace, but if I were to see him, I'd throat punch him.
He is smarmy, and let's be clear on what he meant, too, because this is not in a Clinton-style assault weapons ban he was talking about. He's not talking about just stopping the sale of so-called assault weapons.
Right.
Because of certain features. He is talking about making ownership illegal. He was proposing a buyback, quote-unquote, a mandatory buyback, where they write a check to people who willingly gave them up, and
right.
then, as in his words, going after those who refused and prosecuting them. So that's a whole nother thing. There's a 94 assault weapons ban, and then there's what Swalwell is proposing, and they're worlds apart.
Yeah, they are. Coming up on the next break, for this kind of content, all you have to do is go to thetruthaboutguns.com. There you will find it. Whether it's an editorial, whether it's a review, whether it's just an opinion piece on what is the best carry gun, you'll find it there. We'll be right back. My guest is Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I'm a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention parents and grandparents. Have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span, but they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman before the holiday because he'll be celebrating and I'll be celebrating, so we won't be here. So I noticed, I always get a kick out of this because I really think it is one of the larger miscalculations any business can do to go completely out of their lane and try to skew political without doing a really serious analysis about it. And I'm talking about your article on Tom's shoes.
With more corporate gun control. Tom's, a company that makes mostly shoes, but they currently make some clothing and some sunglasses and stuff like that. And their gimmick, but their unique selling point is every time you buy a pair of shoes, they give a pair of shoes to somebody in the third world who needs it.
Gotcha.
So they try to help people in need, and that's what they do. Well, they decided to jump with both feet into the gun control issue this week. Sent out an email blast to all their customers, saying that together we can end gun violence, and they notified their customers that they're giving $5 million to organizations across the country that are committed to ending gun violence. And they had a little link where so you could send a postcard to your representative and let them know that you want universal background checks. They think that universal background checks are the way to end gun violence in the United States, and that supposedly 90% of Americans agree on this, which is a bogus number. It's been debunked 100 times, but there it is. Kat Ainsworth, who runs Subforce, did a little bit of digging, didn't take too long, and found out that those $5 million are going to go to the March for Our Lives, which is, of course, the AstroTurf organization that features the Parkland Funky Bunch kids.
Yep.
Faith in Action And get this, every time for gun safety and Moms Demand Action, two of Michael Bloomberg's organizations, because Michael Bloomberg clearly needs more money to fund his anti-gun efforts. He doesn't have enough himself. Tom's is going to kick in some as well. So that's always good to hear.
Now, here's the thing about this. $5 million with all the stuff there. First of all, let's see. They're $5 million committed to ending gun violence through work in urban communities, mental health research and policy and suicide prevention. Do any of these organizations do anything about suicide? Do they talk about suicide?
No. And they call themselves, quote unquote, gun safety organization.
Yeah, I know. They co-opted a term. Yeah,
I mean, that's just a fig leaf. It's a ridiculous euphemism because they want no part of making sure that kids, let alone adults, are educated in safe gun handling. Even the NRA's Eddie Eagle thing, stop. What is it? Stop telling it, run away, tell an adult, that kind of thing. Don't touch it. They want no part of anyone learning what to do if they encounter a gun, let alone how to use one safely. So it's a joke. So what exactly this $5 million is going to go for is anyone's guess.
That's how many organizations is that? I didn't
count
them.
Four of them. About $1.25 million apiece.
Which will probably go more than anything else to funding their admins because, Every Time for Gun Safety, the March for Our Lives and Moms Demand Action, they're not exactly, they don't have a bunch of people that are actually members, like say the NRA does. It pays $40 a year to be a member, do they?
No, they like to say that they've got hundreds of thousands of members when really what they have is hundreds of thousands of likes on their Facebook page, which is just a load of garbage. I don't know if they have dues-paying members. If you toted up the number of people that have actually contributed to them, I'd be shocked if it's even in the six figures.
Well, they probably
less than half that.
Well, most of their money comes from, you could fill up a small minivan with most of the funders, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But with Every Town and Moms Demand, you have one funder in particular who really makes all the difference. And
right.
That's the multi-billionaire, Michael Bloomberg. His pocket change could fund them for years and years and years. So, while they claim all sorts of support and all sorts of members, it's a pet project.
And they're using the old 90%, thing that has been debunked so many times. At the very best, wouldn't you think that by now, just doing the math and doing a little, extending out and going to, carrying the one and do the other stuff, wouldn't they figure out that at most it would be half of America might want universal background checks instead of getting 9 in 10 people to agree on one thing in one room? That just doesn't happen.
I was just going to say, you read my mind. There is nothing in this country about which you can get 90% of the people to agree on anything. I don't think you can get 90% of the people to agree the sky's blue. We are such a split country, such a bifurcated electorate. People are so divided, as you see in virtually every election now. There's just no way that 90% of the people believe that universal background checks should be enacted. So, it's silly, but that won't stop them from using it.
Well, there's a couple of things they could do, and they're never going to do it because they're not really, that's really not what they want to do. Because if they wanted to minimize the most deaths, what they would do is seriously attack the cause of suicide, whatever that is, which would mean we'd have to open up psychiatric hospitals and we'd have to have psychiatric treatment besides a general practitioner prescribing you some Xanax. They could go and they could clean out the inner city where half of the murders occur, and that's only in 2% of the county. So that wouldn't be like a big target. They could go do that. And, I mean, you're talking 20,000 on one hand, and if that's half the murders, say 5,000. So we can, like, knock out 27,000 deaths right there if they're really serious.
Out of 34. Yeah. I'm not sure that you'll really get rid of all the suicides. A lot of those people, some people will just unfortunately find
change
a way.
The means.
People determine, exactly. If they don't kill themselves with a gun, they will find other means. And that's sad, but unfortunately, a fact. Someone who's determined to end their life will do that.
Yeah.
But yes, that doesn't mean we can't make a difference. It doesn't mean that suicide hotlines and actual medical care for people who are in distress can't make a difference and save some of these people.
They've done the studies, and I mean, they know where all the gangbangers are in Chicago, for example, through their social media.
Just a few square miles. That's exactly where they are.
Yeah. So, I mean, but that's okay. I know that they're not really in it about public safety. They're just like Eric Swellhead. That's just the statist view. They have to disarm us. It's a default position. We have to be disarmed.
Yeah, and Chicago is a famously revolving door to criminal justice system. Those people go in and go out and keep wash, rinse, repeat.
There you go. So before we run out of time, don't buy Tom's shoes because they're idiots. Truthaboutguns.com. Go check them for all of your information. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the people at Truth About Guns, Mr. Zimmerman.
And to you, too. Enjoy. Have a happy turkey day. Watch a little football and drink an adult beverage.
There you go. There you go. I like the advice. I hadn't thought of it in that series, in that breakdown. Anyway, thank you, sir. Count number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, paired with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.